Welcome to our worship on this week, beginning the 8th of November. And of course, this Sunday, Remembrance Sunday, preceding the 2 minute silence that will be held on the 11th of November later on in the week, as we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice. As we draw near to God in worship, we listen to words from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in all the earth." We worship together now.
Our Bible reading is taken from John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other. Amen.
You may have noticed that many of the First and Second World War memorials that we see around our towns and villages often have part of or the whole of John 15 verse 11 written on the memorial. So sometimes you'll see greater love has no one, or greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends. And one of the things that's interesting is that it doesn't reference where those words come from. And part of the reason for that is that 100 years ago, those words would have been recognisable to a much larger degree of the population as coming from the Bible than perhaps they would be today if people were asked where they came from. Dr. Michael Snape, who's a reader in war, religion and society at Birmingham University, explains why so many communities chose these words for their war memorials. He says, Jesus is speaking about himself, but also about those who lay down their lives for their faith, he says. That points to a parallel between the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice of those who gave their lives. It is very profound. And he goes on to explain about the context of the verse being more understood in the past than it would be today. That the verse would have reassured people that their loved ones had died for the highest possible purpose. The world would be a better place because of their sacrifice. And so these words offered comfort and reassurance. We sometimes speak of making a sacrifice in life. And today in particular, we're called to think about those who make the ultimate sacrifice, who give of their very lives. And that might be physically giving of their lives, and so their lives are taken from them. But we can also think of many other ways that people give of themselves in the world and in service of others. On this day particularly, these words of Jesus are a huge challenge. But they're not just words that relate to something that has happened in the past. They have meaning here and now. What does it mean? What will it mean for you and I to show this greater love in our lives and in our times? The great preacher and scholar William Barclay wrote these words: love always involves responsibility, and love always involves sacrifice. And we do not really love Christ unless we are prepared to face his task and to take up his cross. For greater love has no one than this, than they lay down their life for their friend. Amen.